My name is Jordan Gentles, and I'm here with Carmen Powell, my grandmother, and we are going to be talking about her educational experiences. Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
So, when and where were you born?
Buffalo, New York, 1940.
Okay. What month?
November.
What day?
Oh, November 5th.
1940. So who were your parents? And you can just do first names. And who were your parents and what do you remember about them as a child?
Well, my mother's name is Connie. My father is Edward. And I remember my dad had a lot of jobs. You know, he came here from Jamaica and he went to Toronto, where he learned the shoemaking business, and he stayed there for a while. Then he moved to Buffalo. He was the first male black salesman for Avon, and I didn't even know they had Avon for men when
I remember he sold.
And then he worked there. He worked on the railroad. He was a porter on the railroad, and then he worked for Fetters. They made air conditioners.
Keep going.
And doing all of these jobs, he always had a second job. He made bleach. He cleaned cars. He did a lot of stuff. They had a restaurant. And my mother, she stayed home most of the time. She would get a job every now and then. I know that she worked as a nursing assistant going into people's homes and helping elderly people. And they had a restaurant. And they also, my dad also had a shoe shop, shoe repair. He learned that trade in Toronto. And she would help in there. But most of the time, my mother stayed home.
Okay. And how many siblings did you have again?
I have three sisters and one brother. I have another sister who passed away when she was a baby.
Okay. So, how would you describe how your life was as a child of that decade or that time period? If you had to think of a couple of things that stand out.
I think that as a whole, I had a really good childhood, except for the times that I was sick in the hospital. But we lived in a neighborhood where it was really diversified in Buffalo. It wasn't like all blacks or all whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of Italian people in our neighborhood. So we grew up with them, and there was no difference. And we just played, and we played hide and seek. We played in the yard. We had cherry trees and peach trees in the yard. And I mean, we just had fun as a kid. Like I said, we had fun, except for the times when I was in hospital.
Mm-hmm. So what did it mean to you to be a child during that time?
Well, I don't know how I can answer it because, like, I was sick a lot. So, you know, I remember that. I remember the times when I was in the hospital for one time for 6 months, and then I was in the hospital for 6 weeks another time, and I couldn't do a lot of stuff in school. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take gym because I had a heart murmur and I had the rheumatic fever. But other than that, I think my childhood was great.
Okay. So overall, what do you think your family's attitude was towards education? Like your mom and your dad, what would they tell you?
Well, it was important that we went to school, but they never stressed at that time. They never stressed, you know, going to college or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they saw to it that we went to school.
And was it that they explicitly said this to you guys?
No, no,
or
no,
was it just in their attitude?
I think it was in their attitude. I think at that time, you graduated from high school and then you got a job.
So, I know you said you were sick a lot when you were younger, but do you remember, like, at what age and what time you enrolled in school?
I was 4 years old when I went to kindergarten. I remember that.
What year was that?
Well, I was born, it must have been 44 or 45, something like that.
Okay. And so did you stay at that school for, you know, from pre-K?
From first grade, yeah. Well, okay. They didn't have pre-K. They had kindergarten. Kindergarten okay. Then you went through to eighth grade.
Okay. And you stayed there the whole
yeah.
time?
Yeah.
Okay. Where was your school located?
Which one? The elementary school?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can talk about all of them.
Okay,
about
the elementary school was like a block and a half from my house. It was on the same street, but a block and a half.
Okay, away. So you guys could walk to school.
Oh, yeah, and we would go home for lunch.
Oh, okay. And how did it look? Because you said your neighborhood was really diverse.
Yeah, how did the
school
look?
So how did the school building look?
Oh, it was like, if I remember, it didn't have a second floor. If I remember, everything was on the first floor. Mm-hmm. You know, it had to. I'm trying to think, Mom. I'm trying to picture it in my mind, but those many kids, it had, yeah, it did have a second floor. It was two stories, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like a big, like, long rectangular building with a big playground on one end.
Okay. So was it like the smaller kids were on the first floor, the older
yeah.
kids were on the, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And could you describe, like, your classmates? Like, how you said it was diverse.
Okay, so. I remember my best friend. Oh, okay, my name is Carmen. There's an Italian boy. His name was Carmen, but he spells his C-A-R-M-I-N-E, mm-hmm. Carmen. And my best friend was Joanne Fields. Mm-hmm. She was, her mother was Mexican. But all the other kids, I mean, I can't remember their names, but they were the closest ones that I remember mm-hmm. in their names and everything.
Okay. Can you describe, you already told me you guys go home for lunch, but can you describe or walk me through like what a typical school day would look like?
Okay, we would get up. I think we had, wait a minute, we would probably get up by 7:30. And we had breakfast, and then we get dressed, and then we just walked to school.
And so what were your first, like, morning classes? Just try, Grandma. You can't remember what you had in the morning. Like, you start with arithmetic, or you start with
no,
reading.
I can't remember that.
Did it change? Or do you remember it being, like, a schedule? Or was it maybe, like, however the teacher felt like teaching that day?
If I remember, that it wasn't on any kind of schedule. Like now, these kids are scheduled. Like I look at Aiden's, and everything is scheduled for mm-hmm. an hour every hour. But I don't remember it being like that.
Okay. Can you remember? Like, I know you don't remember exactly, but can you remember like any of like the textbooks or the resources that you remember?
Fun with Dick and Jane.
Okay.
We had fun with Dick and Jane. That's the only one I remember.
Okay. So, this is a fun question. How do you remember your teachers managing behaviors?
Well, there weren't... I can't remember. You're talking about elementary school?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
I can't remember there being any problems. I really can't. The kids were different then. Mm-hmm. They listened. They weren't mouthing like they are now. These kids have smart mouths. They want to answer you back. It wasn't like that. Teachers were teachers. I mean,
could the teachers hit the kids?
No. We didn't have corporal
punishment. I was curious.
No.
Not beat them up.
No,
like,
I know. But I mean,
they
have corporal punishment in Texas.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
David them, you know.
Do you remember, like, maybe what your teachers would do for students who were advanced or for who, like, students who fell behind?
No, there was.
So you feel like everybody was like on the same level?
Yeah.
Or they didn't do anything special for kids?
No.
Can you remember like any of your siblings or any of your friends being like skipped a grade to account for if they were advanced or held behind because maybe they didn't?
Well, yeah, I've heard of kids being held behind, but none of us were held behind or skipped a grade. But I know they did that. They did skip grades.
Okay. Or could you remember like kids being sent to different schools because they were considered advanced? Uh-uh. Or okay. And then you mentioned that, you know, teachers then they were, you know, things were just a little different then. So what would you say a teacher's status, or how would you explain a teacher's status in the community? Would you say they were highly respected?
They were highly respected, and I think it has to do with the way the children, the way they treated the children. I mean, you were a teacher and these were the children. Mm-hmm. You came to school looking like a teacher. You didn't come to school with dressing like a young kid. You came to school. Teachers came to school looking like teachers. Mm-hmm. And the men teachers, they wore suits. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just different.
Okay. So, like, did you ever see any of your teachers outside of school? Was it, you know, how were they seen outside of school?
Oh, yeah. There was one teacher. I was in the eighth grade, and I forget her name. I can see her face, but I forget her name. She lived on the same street as my grandmother. And I was really good in math, and she was my math teacher, and she just loved me. And she invited me and my sister to her house one time. We had orange soda and ice cream, and she was the nicest teacher, and she was a young teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but back then, you know, most of the teachers look old. You know what I mean? They were old. I can't remember. She was the only teacher that I remember that was probably in her 20s.
Oh.
Everybody else was old.
Hmm. Okay. And then I went to backtrack because I had, when we started to talk about where your school was located, we only talked about like elementary school. And you said it was in walking distance. Yeah. Was that true for middle school?
There was no middle school. You went from eighth
Right to what?
High school was ninth grade. You went to
eighth grade. Oh, so you were in elementary school from K to
eighth grade. That's the way the schools were.
Yeah. So then what about high school?
Okay, high school was, we walked to school. Now it was a little bit farther than, it was maybe, golly, I can't remember. I know I can't count the blocks. Let me see. It was maybe about 10 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked.
And was it the same kind of setup? Very diverse?
Yeah.
Older teachers?
Yeah.
Could you notice a difference between the look of teachers in elementary school and high school? Was everybody dressed up in a suit, older?
Everybody looked like a teacher.
Okay. Who was your favorite teacher?
There was one, he was Mr. Williams. He was... I think he was an English teacher. He was black, and he knew our family.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher I was telling you about, I cannot remember her name. I can't. But I can't remember any other teachers' names.
Okay, and why was he your favorite teacher?
Because, I mean, he knew our family, and he liked me because, I'm not bragging, but I was smart.
Mm-hmm. And
he he liked smart kids, and I never gave him any trouble or anything, you know?
Okay. What about the woman teacher from elementary school? Why was she your favorite?
Because she was so nice to me, and I knew that she liked me because I did so well in her class, and I didn't give her any trouble. But no kids gave trouble. It's just that I did my work, and I did my work, and she just liked me.
Okay. Well, I think that's it. Thank you for sitting and interviewing.
Oh, you're welcome.